It is a cold December 6th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com gets us up to date on the winter storm's effect on the Arkansas River Valley.
And later, the history of Catcher, Arkansas, includes a violent episode 90 years ago when a hamlet of African-American residents were chased away from Crawford County. That story in about 15 minutes on Ozarks at Large.
First, just about everybody is not going to school, not going to work, or not doing something they had planned to do.
This is an inclement weather message from the University of Arkansas. Classes, offices, and services at the U of A.
Classes were called off for yesterday afternoon at the University of Arkansas, and all university operations today are canceled. The winter storm has disrupted school calendars throughout the listening area. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith is closed today as well, and the weather has forced some shifted dates for final exams. Finals were not held either today or yesterday and have been rescheduled for next week, some taking place on Thursday, the day after fall commencement. University officials say academic deans at UAFS are working with students who may have commencement events and rescheduled final exams at the same time.
Utility crews continue to work to restore power to thousands of customers. The majority of the power outages have been in the Arkansas River Valley. Combined numbers from utility companies in the area at mid-morning indicated more than 30,000 people in western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma were without power. Pea Ridge is reporting some of the highest snowfall totals so far from this storm. Reports of nearly a foot of snow in the town of about 5,000 people are slowing things down. But Mayor Jackie Crabtree says some city operations continue today.
We're just doing minimum what we can do. Of course, our street department's out taking care of the streets and things, and the water department's just doing minimal. We do have our offices open to those. Most of our employees live around here right in town, so it's not an issue for them getting here. This is going to be a minimal work day today.
The mayor says he doubts the street work required today will have an effect on the city budget since there hasn't been much winter weather to deal with yet this year.
Governor Mike Beebe declared a statewide emergency because of the weather yesterday. The governor's office says the declaration of a statewide emergency, combined with additional proclamations, will ease restrictions on utility crews as well as those delivering fuel and propane. The governor has also released $100,000 from his disaster fund to help with the response to the effects of the storm. The governor included comments about the weather in his regular weekly address.
Be aware of those living near you who may not have access to generators or fireplaces if power remains out for an extended period. This is particularly important for elderly residents in our neighborhoods and rural areas. The most unsettling aspect about Arkansas's weather for most of us is its looming uncertainty. During severe weather season, we know when conditions are ripe for tornadoes, but never exactly where and when they could strike. In winter, that uncertainty takes a different form, but can still create widespread anxiety. Often only a few degrees above or below the freezing mark can make the difference between a cold rain, a blanket of snow, an ice storm, or a mixture of all of the above.
As the precipitation moves out of the state, colder temperatures will settle in. Lows tonight are expected to be around 1 degree in northwest Arkansas, with wind chills as low as 11 below. In the Arkansas River Valley tonight, clouds early and clearing conditions later, with lows around 7 and wind chills as cold as 4 below zero. Tomorrow, cloudy throughout the region with highs in the mid-20s, but wind chills as cold as 4 below in the Arkansas River Valley and 12 below in northwest Arkansas. Saturday night, there is a chance for freezing drizzle with lows around 20 degrees.